Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
This Sunday is Father's Day, and it's always nice to send the dad in your life a card. And since it's harder to gather in person right now, those cards will matter more than ever this year. The thing is, the people who write greeting cards don't always get it right on the first try. So we're taking a look at some of their early attempts in our holiday segment, First Drafts.
No! No! Stupid!
As always with First Drafts, I need someone from the audience to come up and help me out. Is there anyone?
Pick me!
Anyone else?
Here!
You, young lady.
Yeah, I'm the only one here.
Why don't you come on? Just don't tell him you're the only one here. Come on. Here. You sit here. I'll sit here.
All right.
Okay, I'll submit a card. Okay.
Hello.
And what is your name?
My name is Evelyn Colbert.
Evelyn Colbert. Okay, what a coincidence. Okay. So here's how it works. Evie is going to show me a great Father's Day card and then the not-so-great first draft of that card.
Okay.
This is your Father's Day present to me.
Okay.
Okay. Though I would also.
Okay. So.
I would also like a present.
Could I have the first draft?
Yes, you can. There you go. Okay. This is actually the final. The first draft was the second one.
Oh, this is the final draft. So here's a lovely one. Happy Father's Day to the man who taught me everything I know. And then we open it. I love you, Dad.
That's really sweet.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
But the first draft said, Happy Father's Day to the man who taught me everything I know. Would you pass this along to Mr. Cunningham if you have his address? He was an awesome teacher. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's honest. What are you doing for your dad for Father's Day?
I don't know. We maybe have dinner?
We can't.
Why don't we have a...
We can't have dinner because of the coronavirus.
Why don't we have a plank off? Because you know Dad's really good at plank.
Her father can do a 5-minute plank and he's 91.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
The feeling of inadequacy is palpable. There you go. I want your father and Tom Brady to like have a plank off or something like that.
So happy Father's Day. Dad, you taught me to never stop being curious. Thank you for making me a lifelong learner. Well, that's very
sweet.
That
is really sweet.
That's a good one. But the first draft said, Happy Father's Day. So finally, I got that DNA test, and it confirmed the bass player from Lynyrd Skynyrd's my real father. This is your last card.
Ooh. That's based on a true story.
That's tough.
That's based on a true story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got another one?
Sure. Oh, I don't know. Do I?
Could I have the next card, please? Am I supposed to keep talking to you?
Well, it's polite. But you are hosting right now, and I'm the guest.
Are you having fun?
Yes. Enormous fun. So, are you from out of town?
Are you from out of town?
Well, kind of. I grew up here. There you go. Yeah. Yes, I'm from out of town. Yes, I'm from out of town.
Okay, good. Happy Father's Day.
Because you wouldn't want to think that I live here all the time.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to play a game that I don't know you and that you're someone I don't know. That's not fair to your viewers. It's not honest.
Keep going.
Here's one. Happy Father's Day. You're the real MVP.
Oh,
very sweet.
Nice. That's nice.
Can I have the first draft? But the first draft said, Happy Father's Day, Dad. Sorry, Mom benched you for Craig. Or Greg, actually.
It doesn't matter. Sad story either way. Really quite sad.
It's pretty sad.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I'm sensing you want me to ask you another question.
I could if you wanted to.
What would you like for Father's Day?
What would I like for Father's Day? I would like to fish, if possible. If that's in the cards, the weather. And then I would like to start drinking at any hour I want with no judgment.
Does that include breakfast?
Yeah. If I want an espresso martini to start off, you go like, hey, it's your breakfast.
Okay. Done.
I'm not going to do it. I just don't want any judgment if it happens.
Done. Promise.
Great. What'd you do? What was that?
I promise. Girl Scouts honor?
Sure. We should move on.
Yeah, okay. Can I have the next card, please?
Sure.
Okay. Grandpa, you're like a vintage car. Reliable, hardworking, and a classic.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'll give that to Dad.
Sure.
Okay. But the first draft said, Gramps, you drove your 57 Chevy through a Jamba Juice. We're going to need you to hand over the keys. Okay, how is that?
That one's sad. That was good. That was fun. I loved that. Thank you.
Fun.
That was a wonderful gift to me.
Well,
I'm afraid there's no more time for anything else in the show.
I have a gift for you. I have one more gift for you.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So
I'm waiting.
Okay. I hid it very subtly, and you saw me hide it.
I thought I didn't know.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah?
Do you remember when Madeline, our first child, was born, and we took her to the pediatrician for the very first time?
Are you going to make me cry?
I'm not going to make you cry.
Don't make me cry on national television.
No, just listen.
When we gave her a shot and she turned to me and said, oh, you betrayed me?
No. The doctor turns to me, and remember, I just had a baby a couple of days before. I haven't slept. And he says, how did you know your husband would be a good father?
Oh.
And the first thing I said, because it was true, was because he makes me laugh, which is true.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
But I have thought about it over the past 25 years. And there are lots of other reasons that you're a great father.
Uh-oh.
One of them is that you listen to our children. So I wanted to give you this photo of you talking to John because I think it shows what a great dad you are.
Okay, there you go.
Happy Father's Day.
There you go. That's me listening to my youngest out on a hill. Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
More Father's Day cards with Evie after this.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Check your calendars. This Sunday is Father's Day. Of course, last year, yeah, give it up for the dads. Why not? Let's give it up for the dads.
Yeah, I like that.
Of course, last year, because of the pandemic, a lot of people had to skip Father's Day. So this year, you're going to want to make that up by forgetting to buy your dad two gifts. And what dad doesn't love a great Father's Day card? The thing is, all greetings card had to start somewhere. And the people who write greeting cards don't always nail it on the first try, which is why tonight we're taking a look at some early efforts in our ongoing segment, First Drafts.
No, stupid!
As always with First Drafts, I need a volunteer from the audience. I saw you first, young lady. Get up here. All right, there you go. Right here, madam.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Hi. I would say this right here is the only good thing that came out of COVID for me is all the time that we got to spend together. I want to show the people. It was nice.
It was very nice.
Very pleasant. You turned out to be good company. Which is nice.
You used to always say we should never work together.
I did, because I said, what if we didn't like it? Then what?
Worked out.
I know, worked out fine. Now, well, you actually, one of the things that people may or may not remember is that we did the first 5 months of the show down in South Carolina.
Yep.
In just a little room, like a little library, by ourselves, with like cables coming through the window and a satellite truck on the lawn. And you, and or one of the two boys.
Well, it was the boys first, and right. Madeline, and then when the kids left, it was me.
Yeah, it was you. Exactly. And you'd be on a satellite, like on a headphone,
yeah.
And you'd work in the camera?
Man, the people that work for you that are so sweet, they like laminated instructions for me.
Sure. And
they pinned
them to your sleeve like a child going out into the snow.
They did. And I would get in there and I put on the headset, okay, I'm ready, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a little scary.
And they'd say, look at the back of the camera, see the second toggle from the left.
Yeah.
See the red toggle? Don't ever touch that.
And then you had to crawl over the sofa to get anything.
Let's show some footage right before we left that little studio down there. That's a little bookshelf.
Yeah, so that was the spy cam. I can tell you what all that is.
Staff could see me.
That's the camera.
That's the monitor so we could see ourselves.
Yeah. Laptop. There were like five laptops that did the whole thing.
That's the camera that I would talk into. That's the prompter. That's all the tangle.
The wires.
The wires on the floor.
The wires. How many times did I say, can I just coil the wires?
You cannot touch any wires, is what they would say to you. And then it pulls up, and then it'll get to your station right there. That's where you would sit.
I would sit there. Yeah.
That was 5 months. That's it.
Yep.
So anyway, it was crazy. Thank you so much for doing that.
It was fun.
Here's a glass of wine for you and a cocktail for me. You don't have to drink it. You can be a party pooper.
Okay.
So, darling, you know how this works, right? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Actions speak louder than words. Yes. I will have in my hand a Father's Day card, a greeting card that it was successful. And then after I read this one, you will hand me the one that was the first draft that was not good enough to be sold.
This part has not changed.
No, the premise established. Okay.
We've done this like six times now.
Okay. But this is the first time we've done it in front of an audience.
I know, it's true.
Okay. Here's an inspiring one. Happy Father's Day. No one could ever fill your shoes. It's nice. A little dark, though. Why are my shoes empty? Here's the first draft. Happy Father's Day. No one could ever fill your shoes because no one would be caught dead in those Crocs. Funky right there.
Throw away the Crocs.
So do you have any plans for Father's Day for me?
I think you requested to sleep late.
That is true. That's all I want is unconsciousness. Here's one says, I don't know how I lucked out with such a sensitive, emotionally available dad, but I am grateful every day that you are you.
That's sweet. You are that, though.
Thank you very much.
Very sensitive.
But the first draft said, I don't know how I lucked out with such a sensitive, emotionally available dad, but could you please cry less around my friends?
That's also true.
That's very true. Frequently, especially our daughter will go, are you going to cry?
Yeah.
I love a good cry. Here's a nice one that says, Dad, you're a nonstop fun machine. Happy Father's Day. But the first draft said, Dad, you're a nonstop fun machine, but we're both too old for these horsey rides. I'm gonna slip a disc. Very nice. Now, what about your father? You got anything for Peter?
Yeah, you know what I got him? Well, I can't say that, because he might watch this.
Your mom will watch. I don't know if your dad watches. Will your dad watch this?
Yeah, they watched
your
Monday.
Your mom watches.
They watched Monday night, and they both told me I did a good job.
Oh, when you came out here? Well, good, that's nice.
Isn't that very sweet? Very sweet.
It was Whisper. What are you going to get him? That's perfect.
Right?
He's going to love that. I can't tell you what it is, but Peter McGee, you're going to love it. Okay. This card says, thank you for always giving me a hand to hold. Happy Father's Day. That is truly sweet. That is truly sweet.
Our kids won't hold our hands anymore, hon.
However, the first draft said, thank you for always giving me a hand to hold. But, like, whose hands were those? A little dark. It's a little dark. There was some conjecture in rehearsal as to whether I would cut that one because it was a little dark. I'm glad I didn't, see?
There you go.
Gotta have the salty with the sweet. Here's a card that says D-A-D, and inside the letters spell out down to earth, awesome, devilishly handsome. That's nice. Every dad would want to get that. Want to get that. But the first draft read D-A-D, dad, a dad, damn, what else starts with D? Any of the children going to be around?
I think Peter.
Okay, one of them will be around. Okay, yeah. He's got a lot. No pressure. No pressure, buddy. You have to have all the love of all three of you right at me. Okay. Here's a nice one. Now that COVID's over, I can reunite with my favorite guy, my dad.
Aww.
See, look at that. They're doing their part, too, out in the audience by doing
They really are.
They really are. But the first draft said, now that COVID's over, I can reunite with my favorite guy, mom's new boyfriend, Chris. He lets me borrow his jet ski.
That could happen.
It could happen?
I mean,
you
not
just
for
say
us.
It could happen?
No, not for us.
All right.
I don't want a boyfriend on the side, no.
You don't?
I'm too old for that.
Yep. Where do you have him? If not on the side.
Yeah.
All right, okay, hold on. Family show. Okay, here's another one. I can't believe we're all together again this year. Happy Father's Day. Yeah, that's nice. But here's the first draft. I can't believe we're all together again this year. How did you find us after we moved and legally changed our names? A little bit darker story. Could happen.
Creepy.
Could happen.
Last one, babe.
This is the last one, everybody. Here we go.
Aww.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for doing these cards with me in that little storage room or down in South Carolina every holiday for 15 months.
It was fun.
Yeah, and this is how we discovered that it was okay to work together.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been afraid of you this whole time.
Maybe.
We'll see. It's early. It's early days. This one says, Dad, you're a star. Thanks for shining your light. Happy Father's Day.
Aww.
But the first draft said, Dad, you're a star. I couldn't exist without you, but you are mostly gas and impossible to get close to. Evan McGee, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.